So if it's 100 here below, we can...
Good afternoon, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony. My name is Amy Chu. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I actually got your contact information from calling Channel Partners Capital directly, and we basically received a notification via email from Abby DeYoung. It's basically just introducing yourselves as a resource to our company and saying that you guys offer working capital solutions. We're an ISO out here in San Diego, and I just wanted to get some more information about your program.
Great. Were you working with Abby?
The email has her name and phone number on here. It looks like it's just like an ad for the company. It basically lists her contact information, and I had tried calling her first last week. I didn't hear back, so I just called the main line to see if I could get through to maybe somebody in the right position to deal with ISO relationships.
Perfect. So I'm the one who does deal with the ISO relationships, and I apologize for Abby not getting back to you. She's very good about getting back.
No worries.
We've been growing so fast. Last week, we moved the office to a bigger facility. She's our liaison for all that stuff. So she's way underwater. So I apologize. It's not like her.
Yeah, I understand. We even got the notification that said you guys were going to be moving on Friday, so closing early and all that stuff. So I wanted to just give you guys some time to settle and, you know, your new office.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we had to shut our phone system down. It was quite the endeavor. I was kind of surprised we were operational yesterday. Monday. I was worried it was going to carry over. So we're good. We're ready to go. So I appreciate you reaching out, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how'd you hear about us?
I think so. My supervisor, his name's Dean Lulkin. I think he had reached out to you guys a few years back, and we'd just been seeing your name out and market a lot, and received a couple of ads from you. So he just wanted me to look into this for the time being and see if we could possibly start a relationship or a broker in San Diego. We work with other lenders such as OnDeck, Can Capital, BizFi, to name a few, and we're always looking to add more lenders to our program so we can maybe get the best fit for the customers that we deal with.
Perfect. So if Dean would have reached out to them 2 years ago, it actually would have been different the way they're doing things. Still the same staff, still the same people. Back then, it was more so they were a super broker shop, and what they would do is take the deals and fund them with Can or OnDeck or whoever.
Okay.
What happened was they started syndicating on deals and then eventually went and got their own line. And so now then they brought me in about 8 months ago to build the agent program.
Oh, cool.
So we went out, and I'll send you the press release. We went out and got a line, $50 million line, huge institutional partner. So now we're doing it completely ourselves now. So you don't have to worry about us sending deals anywhere. I tell you that because I want you to know they know your pain in dealing with the funders out there.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute declines, that take forever to get you an offer, taking forever to get back to you. We pride ourselves on being very fast. Whether it's an offer, we typically have offers out in 4 hours. And we typically fund. If it's less than $75,000, we'll fund the same day we get the docs back. If it's above $75,000, I have to do a site inspection, so it's usually the next day. It just depends on when we get the site inspection back.
Okay.
Very quick.
Awesome.
That's our major advantage over like a Can and OnDeck is we are typically faster than them. Now, be honest with you, Can and OnDeck do some crazy pricing on stuff that we can't touch with a 10-foot pole. It doesn't make sense. And just so you know, I was at Can for 8 years, so like I know the numbers. They're not making money on deals.
Okay.
So I don't know how they do it. But it benefits you obviously to fund those deals with them. I can't compete with that.
Yeah.
We will typically go longer on the turn. We'll go out 18 months legitimately. We'll go out 24 months legitimately. I do plenty of deals every month at 18 and 24 months.
Oh, that's great.
Obviously, the deal would have to qualify for that. We're looking at, mid-6 credit score, good time in business, things like that.
Okay.
One of the other things that sets us apart is – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, so what is your, do you guys have a minimum for time in business that you look at? Or
yeah,
for
9 months is our
minimum. 9 months? Okay.
Yes, 9 months. 9 months to fund. I need, you know, I need a few years. I need at least 3 years for like an 18-month type deal.
Okay. I'm just writing all this down.
Hearing you clicking, I appreciate that.
All right, and so you said that what makes you guys different, what makes your product different in the market is basically just your efficiency, speed, that it quick funding, quick turnaround time on approvals.
Yes, and longer terms. You know, I don't think CAN is lining up to go 18 and 24 months on deals.
Yeah, we've been seeing them not go out that far. In fact, they've just, you know, provided us with a new loan calculator that I think is capped at 16 months.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll go longer on the term. And then the other thing is, you know, the Channel Partners has an equipment leasing background. It's kind of where they all came from. Not where I came from, but where they came from. And
okay.
So the reason I'm telling you that is, you know, they like construction. They like manufacturing.
Awesome.
You know, they like trucking.
The blue collar jobs.
Really likes that. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So different industries. Now, we're not going to do auto dealerships or any of kind of the auto decline type stuff, but we will do, you know, like I said, manufacturing and things of that nature. So
okay.
Those are kind of the main differences.
So you guys like construction and manufacturers, you were saying? Those are kind of your target customers?
And trucking. Trucking.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And we'll do, we like the restaurants and the retail also, but we will also do the construction stuff.
Awesome. Do you guys offer weekly payments?
Yeah, just so you- I don't yet, but I'm testing a product, and I'll probably have it sooner than later. So at
okay.
this exact moment, I only have it on a deal-by-deal basis, but I'm hoping to have it in the next 60 days, I hope.
Okay. Do you guys do second positions?
No, first only. And we are, I mean, we're an AB paper type shop, you know.
Okay.
That's really, we're looking for better credit, better quality type deals.
Gotcha. And what is your max loan amount that you guys can fund?
$250,000.
All right.
And I'm going to send you a grid that's going to have this stuff in it, but above $75,000, up to $75,000, I only need an app and 3 months of bank statements. Above 75 to 150, I need the app, 6 months of banks, and a tax return.
Okay.
And above 150, I need you know, full financials, 2 years of financials.
So what was that amount? So you said that
over 150.
Okay, so over 150, you request full fins.
Correct.
Okay, great. And do you guys currently allow your ISOs to syndicate with you guys?
So we have it available, but we only do it with agents that are doing, like, potential volume with us. You know, because it is kind of a nightmare to keep up with accounting-wise. So I don't know what kind of volume you guys maybe look at stuff, and if you know, you think maybe you can do some volume with us, then I'd be happy to plug
okay.
into it.
So it's just something that we can maybe determine, yeah, down the line.
Yes. I do have it. I do have the program. It works. We tested it. It works. We got it with a couple agents, but it's a bit of an accounting, you know, it's accounting. It's just a pain in the ass, and so we want to make sure that whoever we're dealing with is, you know, we just can't afford to do it on a bunch of deals for a bunch of different agents. But if we have, you know, some very targeted agents that are sending us volume, that's how we've decided to do it.
Okay. Awesome. So are there any lenders that you would compare yourself to that are out in the market today?
That's a great question. I don't know how to answer that, actually. It's a good question because that's typically what I talk to people about, but it's been, I almost like a BFS where we're very focused on the cash flow of the deal.
Yeah, okay.
We're really looking at like bank statements, but the major difference between us and BFS is we fully underwrite the deal when you get an offer from us.
Okay.
If you have an offer, I mean, the deal's been underwritten. Now, it may be contingent upon we need to see a tax return or we need to see, you know, 6 months of bank statements or whatever. But
sure.
We've looked at all the stuff you've sent us, and based on that information, that offer's legitimate.
Okay, so there is a human element, right, to the underwriting?
Say that again?
Oh, I said there is a human element to your underwriting. It's not like, you know, something that goes through some kind of internal scoring and spits out, you know, a number.
Correct.
Okay.
That's exactly right. And, and so that's the other thing. You know, you're not going to get the last-minute declines based on something we saw 2 days ago.
Sure.
Now, if we get some bank today, they were clearly fraudulent, right? As we were funding, it was the month of date. It was clearly fraudulent. Obviously, we killed the deal for that. But
but
we're not going to decline stuff for stuff we know up front. I mean, we Google search it. We look at the Secretary of State. We look at all that stuff.
Okay. Awesome. Do you guys offer MCAs at all, or is it strictly working capital?
Nope.
No MCA?
I'm somewhat restricted in the states I can deal with at the moment. I'm close to having my bank charter, which will probably be in the next 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed your number came up as California. Do you guys have a California broker's license or lender's license?
Yes, we do. And I'd be happy to send that over as part of the ISO contract as well if you need to verify our license number.
If you tell us you have a license, we can search it. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, once I get the agreement back, I just need that to pay you. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you guys have any origination fees?
I do. I have a 2-point origination fee on every deal.
Okay.
And you can add that into the deal if you want. You know, like for example, my buy rate on an 18-month deal,
mm-hmm.
1.33. So you could add in the 2 points and just make it an even 1.35. Some agents prefer to sell it that way. It just depends on what you guys are comfortable with selling it at.
Yeah, certainly that makes sense. Okay. It seems like, you know, you've gone through a good amount of information. You've answered all my questions. Do you have any questions for me?
Just your email address so I can send you stuff.
Okay, that'd be great. Are you ready for my email?
Yes.
All right, so my email is A-C-H-E-W. It's HU@bankofcardiff.com. And that's Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in Danny, I as in Isaac, Frank.
Okay. Bank of Cardiff. Great. And so, I've heard of Bank of Cardiff. Are you guys, how do you fit in there? Like, are you a branch or how does it?
So the name is deceiving. Like, people always think that we are an actual bank, but we're just an ISO broker located in San Diego. We have about 60 employees here, and we fund on average about $3 million in new originations a month, and that's a blend of equipment finance and working capital deals. So I guess what makes us, you know, different is that our average deal size is actually about $100,000. And we advertise ourselves to other lenders as well as customers just on our fast communication and, quick turnaround times as well.
It sounds like a good fit. Those are the same things we pride ourselves on, and I'm sure everybody tells you that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you test us, you'll see the difference.
Okay. And so for the time being with submissions, is that going to be done via email?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
We don't have a portal on email right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of...
So I will send you the email address to send submissions to as well.
Okay, so it's like a submissions email alias or something?
Yeah, it's apps. It's easy. It's apps, APPS, at channelpartnersllc.com. But I'll include that email in my email to you.
Okay, and before we are able to submit to you, would you require that the ISO contract to be completed and returned, or are we able to maybe send a few test transactions and see if we can get an approval and move forward from there?
Yep, absolutely. We'd be happy to do that for you.
Okay, excellent. And so for the application...
What was your first name?
My first name is Amy. And you're Tony, is that correct?
Yes, my last name is Syracuse, just like New York.
Okay, it was great to speak with you today, Tony. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And Amy, if you don't mind, what's the number to get back in touch with you at?
My direct line is
858-925-5946. Perfect. I'm going to shoot you an email with what we talked about in our pricing and stuff so you can see all of it and some guidelines. And if you
cool.
have any questions or anybody there, your agents or whatever, feel free to have them call me, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Tony. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time as well, Amy. I look forward to speaking with you.
All right. You have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.